Well, good evening and welcome to high school football season here on KJAN as we bring you our first edition of Who's Gonna Win for the new football season as part of our high school football Friday night pregame activities. Who's Gonna Win is brought to you by Fairway Foods here in Atlantic and Rush CPA. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here on KJAN for high school football coverage. We'll have the rest of the gang in and we'll get our program started for you here tonight right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's original pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound. And bacon wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to high school football for the 2023 season. It's Who's Gonna Win time. Yeah, we have to do it again because we're never, ever gonna let Matt Mullinex walk away from the table and take all his winnings and leave the card game. It's not gonna happen. He's our defending champ. Matt Mullinex back with us again. He went 64-16 last year and captured the trophy. We still need to get that ring sizing taken care of.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That'd be fine. Oh, yeah, because he's missing the finger, isn't he? I forgot about that. That might go back a few years.
It might. We're not doing championship rings. No. We've decided against that. But he's still got the trophy sitting on his desk for how many years in a row now?
Two now.
Well, that's about enough. I think that's about enough out of you. Chris Parks is with us. He was 60-20 last year and ready for a fight.
Yep, coming for that ship.
Right. You go, buddy.
Coming after the championship. I was 55-25 last year and bringing up the rear. And last year we did this program with just three of us, but we've got a fourth this year. Asa Lucas, our sports director here at KJN, in with us this year. He was 0-0 last year. Boy, you really were terrible.
Well, listen, there's not a negative percentage. That's what matters.
That is true.
That's what matters. Staying at 500 or above.
He was undefeated. We'll have to give him that much. All right, so that's how we went last year, and none of that matters. It was fun to talk about, but we don't really care right now because we've got eight games on our list this week to take a look at and who's going to win. Now, by the way, Who's Going to Win brought to you again this year by Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway Foods here in Atlantic. We thank them for their support and their confidence in our ability to pick high school football games, as misdirected as it may be. Let's get into it here. We've got a few eight-man games on the list. We've got some, we're going to work our way right up the line here this year. Let's start with eight-man, though. We're going to start with Exira EHK. They're on the road at Arweva here to open up the new season. And the defending champ gets to go first. Mr. Mullinex, what do you have?
All right, you bet. Well, you got Exira EHK with the new coach up there, and Drew Buchholz takes over for Coach Peterson, who's hung it up, been up there a long time, and so it'll be interesting to see how they progress here. But they've got some missing pieces in there. They've got to replace a quarterback in there, running back a little bit. But on the flip side, there are Weaver. Only lost one player on the season, so they returned quite a bit. I think it'll be a good matchup here because Exira EHK has some good athletes in there. But they're going to be changing some things up with their personnel and alignments and schemes. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve this week for them. So I'm going to go with the Rockets, the home team, Arweva.
All right, going to start
Arcadia,
with the home team.
Arcadia, Westside, and Vail. All three of them are going to team up on the other three towns, so at least it's balanced that way. But
3-on-3,
yeah, yep,
make a good basketball game, I guess. All right, very good. We have one for Arweva here. All right, well, I'll go next then, and I'm going to I don't know, I think I'm going to go the other direction. I kind of like tradition. I know Arweva, I think Arweva got them last year, didn't they?
I believe so.
I think they did.
Yeah.
They. But anyway, Arvivas got their quarterback returning, their top two rushers, their top three wide receivers, their top five tacklers. I mean, on the surface, it sounds like, why are we even talking about this game? But, you know, Xira EHK's got some kids back, too. Aiden Flathers and Cash Emgarten are going to be important on the offensive side. Alec Hansen was their leading tackler last year. He's back again this year. So, I don't know. I just like the tradition with the Spartans. I'm going to pick them on the road. Asa, what do you have?
So I have Arvivas winning that one. You know, when I'm looking at these two teams, I don't like having a brand new coach for Xira. And I do like how the Rockets have Blaine Smith coming back at quarterback. He's done a good job, has some experience, 869 yards, 10 touchdowns, and they're at home, which makes a difference.
All right, very good. That's one loss for you. I'm already in the lead. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, you know, Matt mentioned, you know, lost Coach Peterson. They lost his boy, Trey Peterson, as well. It was the kind of man that did it all for him at quarterback spot last year. The guys that you mentioned were the two I wrote down as well. Aiden Flathers, Cash Emgarten, two really good athletes that can do a lot for them. Arvivas has a lot back. They were so young last year, and they were thin, too. They ended up having to forfeit a game towards the end of the season just because of injuries and such. So this is going to be interesting. It'll be a really close game, I think. There is a lot of a learning curve here for Xira EHK, but I'm kind of with Jim here. I think that those athletes like Emgarten are going to be able to do enough to make them pull on out here and get Coach Buchholz an opening win.
Smart guy right there, I'm telling you. All right, we split it up. 2-2 here in this first game. Xira EHK and Arvivas. Stay with the eight-man game here now with our next one. Griswold on the road at Booyer Valley. I guess keeping in order, I'll go first here. Booyer Valley is 0-1 on the season. They played a week zero game and lost to Moravia 32-27. Had some pretty good performances, though. Luke Cripps, their quarterback, three touchdowns and through the air and also ran for a touchdown. Had 112 yards on the ground. So they've got that experience from the game last week. Griswold coming in without any experience last week, and not a lot of experience coming back in some of those key positions like a quarterback. They need to replace some people on their ball club this year, including Aiden Kennedy, who was their top wide receiver and tackler last year, and they need to find more quarterback production, somebody who can manage the game for them real well. Booyer Valley at home, I think, is going to be pretty tough, especially having that game under their belt already. So I'm gonna go with Booyer Valley in this one. Asa, what do you like?
I like Booyer Valley as well. I was focusing on their defense. When you look at 20-plus tackles last year, Booyer Valley has five people coming back. So defensively, they're going to be able to withstand Griswold. And we're going with this new theme, or we're going with this theme of new coaches. I don't like it. And Griswold going 0-9 last year, you don't have a lot of confidence heading into this season. And at least Booyer Valley has two wins, so they're building off of something.
All right, very good. Chris, what do you have?
Yeah, this is an interesting, what was become kind of a legendary coach in Southwest Iowa's back at it there at Booyer Valley. And Jeremy Christensen had a heck of a run at Fremont Mills, and now he's taken over as a superintendent there for Booyer Valley, and he's going to be their head football coach, too. So I like what he brings to the table. Moravia was actually a pretty tough team last year, and they had a fun game with them there in that week zero contest. I do like some of the pieces that Griswold brings back, that some of their young guys that are going to kind of step up for them with the new coaching staff, Peyton Cook, Bodie Wyman, Zane Johnson. So they've got some pieces to work with. It's just so much to overcome from the way the season went last year. And Booyer Valley, having a coach that's been there before and having a little bit of that experience already this season, I'll give them the edge. So I'm going to go with Booyer Valley.
All right. Let's head over to Ken Jennings. Matt Mullinex. Didn't you tell me you were like the all-time greatest? You're like the Ken Jennings of football pick'em shows?
Boy, getting picked on. I'm going to go with Booyer Valley. Having that one game under your belt is huge. You get the opportunity to, or I shouldn't say opportunity, but that's what it is. You make mistakes. You've got things that you can improve on from that real game situation from the previous week, and that's a big difference going into the beginning of the year. So they've got that game under the belt. This is a game of two new head coaches at these schools, as Chris alluded to. Coach Christensen isn't new to the sport, just taking a few years off. But I like what Booyer Valley has coming back, and so we'll go with the Bulldogs at home.
All right, everybody across the board with Booyer Valley here in our second game on the list. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with more on who's going to win right after this.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each, and Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each, thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound, and bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Well, back now on Who's Going to Win, and let's continue on. We're at game three on our list. Cam is playing at Audubon in an eight-man game of note. They've had some pretty good battles over the years, one of those in the playoffs as well here recently, and they'll be doing it again here tonight. Asa, you get first crack at this one. What do you like?
Alrighty, I like how competitive this game is going to be. Both of these teams have had some success in the past, things that they can carry over. However, I just like the depth and experience that Cam is bringing. We're looking at Austin Williams. He's back after leading Cam in rushing last year. 851 yards, 16 scores. Then you got Jack Fulman, 544 yards, 11 scores. And then Fulman can catch as well, 36 balls, 509 yards, 6 touchdowns. Offensively, Cam is just going to be dominant over Audubon. So I got the Cougars.
All right, Chris, who's going to win?
Yeah, a lot of good back for Coach Bauer there at Cam. I think Audubon is going to be much more competitive this year than they were last year. Aaron Olson's got another year of experience under his belt. I look to see them improve quite a bit as the year goes on. But that experience that's coming back, the tradition that Coach Bauer's put into place there for Cam is really strong. I like them here in this opener. I'll take the Cougars.
All right, very good. Matthew?
I'm going to go with the Cougars as well. They have quite a bit coming back. I like their size up front. Talked to a few of the kids, athletes, this past summer here, and they're all excited for this year. They were in the playoffs in the finals there a couple years ago, last year hanging around 500, and they feel very confident going into this season that they'll be back in the playoffs and competing pretty hard for that. So I'm going to go with the Cougars.
All right, very good. I'm not going to stray. I'm going with the Cougars as well. I can't believe we've gotten through three guys talking about Cam, and nobody mentioned Chase Speaker.
That's true.
we were going to leave that for you,
Gene. He's a pretty good quarterback. We don't want to overlook him. Aaron Olson, though, is also a very good dual threat guy. He'll run the ball. He'll throw the ball. He has lost a lot of his complementary weapons from last year, but I'm sure they'll find a way. But I like Cam on the road in this one as well. So we all like Cam here in game number three. Let's get out of eight-man and move on to some 11-man football. We'll start with a Class A game. Here is Riverside is on the road at West Monona here this evening. And Chris, first chance, what do you think?
Two teams that really struggled last year. Riverside, I think, was really disappointed with the way they played throughout the last campaign, just a couple wins. West Monona went winless last year, so it was a tough year for them. They do bring back a little bit with their quarterback and top rusher as well. But Riverside brings back Grady Jepson, threw for 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns. The problem was turnovers were an issue. He threw 10 interceptions. But I like some of the pieces that Riverside has back. And of course, Coach Frayne, you're going to give him an edge, especially if he's got a home game to start the season. So I'll go with Riverside.
All right. Matt, what do you have?
I'm going to go with Riverside as well this week. I like what they do have coming back. They were kind of young last year. Gordon at running back was just a freshman. He'll be a sophomore this year. I think their defense will probably be the thing that'll carry them along here early on. And I think some maturity and some weight room and, they'll get things rolling here this year. So I'm going to go with Riverside.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Riverside on the road here too. I just think Riverside just has a little bit more coming back. West Monona struggled offensively last year. They really had a hard time getting started. Shut out four times, just had a hard time getting out of the gate. Jepson's back at quarterback. Lost most of his wide receivers from last year, but I'm sure they'll find a few guys to throw the football too. So, yep, I like the Bulldogs in this one too. Asa, what do you have?
I'm going to finish it off with Riverside. I think we're all in unison on that one. And you talk about losing receivers for Jepson, but he does have under seven underclassmen that have caught at least one pass. So there's some groundwork, something you can do there.
Okay, that's 7 passes completed. So there you have it. Well, I'm sure they'll do just fine. Very good. Everybody likes Riverside here in this one. Moving forward, let's go to the next game here on our list. It's a Class A / 1A matchup as Tri-Center will be on the road in Avoca to face off against AHSTW. Matthew, what do you have?
Yeah, this is a good matchup here right out of the gate with these two teams. Of course, big rivals down the interstate from one another. And so I think it could be very competitive. HSTW brings a fair amount back. They lose their quarterback, Sternberg, but his younger brother will be in there to running back, and he's pretty tough. I saw HSTW play some 7-on-7 this summer, and they're very locked in. They've got some athletes out there, a lot of team speed. So I'm going to go with the Vikings here at home to start the season. I think they're set up for a pretty good season if they can stay healthy, some good size up front. So they just always play hard, so I like them.
Okay, very good. One for the Vikings at home. I'm going to go the same direction as well. Tri-Center, although I think they'll be a decent ball club this year, boy, they're going to have to figure out how to replace Michael Turner because he put up some giant numbers last year, over 2,100 yards and 29 touchdowns on the ground. Those are hard numbers to replace. Going to have to be done by committee, most likely. AHSTW, ranked number 10 in the power rankings by B.C. Moore in Class 1A. Kyle Sternberg is gone, but Luke Sternberg is back. And it's when you get those feeder programs or families that keep feeding players into the system and they're all pretty good, that's a pretty nice place to be. So I like Avoca, AHSTW in Avoca here tonight at home. Asa?
When we talk about the Vikings and Luke Sternberg, almost 1,800 rushing yards, 25 touchdowns. He's going to continue that production. And then they have a safety with 112 tackles. That's Nick Denning, the senior. So a lot of good depth and experience. I got the Vikings winning this one.
All right. Chris?
All right. I'm with you. Like the Vikings here, Nick Denning was a guy that Coach Harris pointed out that he's really seen a lot of growth and leadership from him, a guy that's maybe been kind of waiting behind some of those star players that they've had there and that great senior class that they had last year for Avoca. But still a lot of guys coming back, and boy, Tri-Center lost a lot up and down the board, so they've got some work to do. I like the Vikings.
All right. Very good. Everybody likes AHSTW to open up at home with a victory here tonight. Let's move ahead here. We've got a Class 1A, 2A matchup next up for you here on our list. And how did I get stuck picking first on this one?
Ah, well, you chose me to go first.
I guess I paid my own price. This is a pretty good matchup. Might be one of the better matchups on the sheet here this week. Van Meter is on the road playing at Underwood. A couple of teams, a couple of programs who've had a whole lot of success here in the last several years. Van Meter has had championship success, and they are ranked number 1 in the power rankings by B.C. Moore in Class 2A. Underwood is ranked number 3 in Class 1A in the power rankings this week. So, and both of these teams are doing the same thing. They're trying to replace quarterbacks who had huge impacts on their teams last year. Ben Gilliland is going to be a big loss for Van Meter, trying to figure out how to replace them. But Ben Gordon steps in with 1,700-plus yards and 28 touchdowns on the ground last year, and their defense has been really good. 4 straight shutouts last year, 5 in total of their opponents. So they know how to shut you down. Underwood, you know, Alex Ravlin had a big chunk of their offense last year. They're highly thought of again this year, but they're going to have to figure out how to replace him. Underwood at home, you never know, but I just like Van Meter in this one. I just think they have more weapons right now. Asa, what do you have?
I have to disagree with you. I like Underwood. Even though Van Meter going 12-1 last year, really impressive, there's just a good run game here for the Eagles. They were running a spread attack, but Nelson, their running back, Maddox Nelson, 789 yards, 15 touchdowns. Then Graham Jensen, 6.8 yards per carry, 540 rushing yards, 12 touchdowns. And I like the factor of being at home for Underwood and kind of having a chip on their shoulder and being the underdog to this team.
All right, look at the new guy pulling a Lee Corso. Not so fast, my friend, on us. Chris, what do you have?
Yeah, this is a fun game. Underwood does bring back some guys that are kind of just talented in lots of ways. They had a great baseball season, and a lot of those guys are on this team, too. Josh Ravlin is another one in the family that will be back as a receiver. Jack Van Fossen also had 7 touchdown receptions for him last year. Of course, they got to find that guy that's going to be the man to throw the ball around, and that's the key there. Underwood state champs, or Underwood was semifinalist. Van Meter the state champs last year in 1A, so you're splitting a little bit of hairs. It's so hard to overcome that tradition and that strength that Van Meter has had, but boy, I feel like Underwood probably thinks if we're going to have a chance to snag them, this is going to be the year. So I'm gonna give Underwood a shot here at home to win this one.
All right, very good.
Okay. Yeah.
Am I getting a limb pick with Van Meter, the defending state champs?
Let's talk through this. Everything you guys have said is definitely on point there. Underwood, I think their biggest thing will be replacing that quarterback the last 4 years. It's been unraveling. 5 years has been unraveling back there, running the show, and they just rely on their quarterback to do a lot for them. I'm not quite sure Underwood has that size advantage up front that they've had in the past for a small school. That's just been very intimidating. So that's what's kind of got them through there. So, but I'm going to go with Van Meter on this one. I'm going to go with Jim. And I just think they kind of continue. They've shown they continue to put be a force out there on the football field. And I don't look for that to change. This is a great game. Great game.
Split it up half and half. Should I be impressed that I picked along with the defending champion, or should the defending champion be worried that you picked along with the guy who finished last?
Good question. I guess we'll find out, and
it's all the perspective.
In about 24 hours.
All right. Very good. Friday nights, it's coming fast. Very good. All right. Well, we're 6 games in. We've got 2 games left to take a look at here for you this week on our weekly Pick'em show, debuting here for the 2023 season. We'll be back right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, certified public accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each, and Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each, thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound, and bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Back now on Who's Gonna Win, and we've got 2 more games to take a look at, a couple of pretty nice matchups, including this one. Speaking of defending state champs, we've got Heartland Community on the road at Lewis Central. That works out to be a pretty good matchup, and Asa, sorry about this, you get to go first.
Welcome to the program. You get to go to this game first.
Wow, this is a lot of pressure on this one, arguably our most competitive game outside of Atlantic and Clark, of course. This is the one with just as big as stakes. And a coin toss for me on who to decide. I've spent a lot of time looking at both teams. But I like the Titans. I like what Lewis Central has. They're defensively, they're returning 3 of their starting linebackers, 2 of their starting defensive backs, a starting defensive lineman. So a lot of strength in defense, and defense wins championships. And I would expect, at least in Iowa football, it's going to win you games. So I'm going to go with the defensively stronger Lewis Central Titans.
All right. They pulled off a narrow win last year. It was Harlan's only loss of the season before they ran him off all the way to a state title. Chris, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, this is interesting. You lost 2 really good quarterbacks in Casper Bauer and Camrad, and now you've got some other guys, too, for Harlan to replace that were their speedsters, Aiden Hall, Jacob Birch. But they do bring Cade Sears back, and I'm sure he's going to be the feature guy. That's who they're going to try to get the ball to as much as they can in space. Lewis Central was able to kind of have that miraculous rally come back to win that game last year in just the last couple of minutes. And you know that Harlan's been thinking about that for an awful long time. So they're going to be ready for this one. This will be a fun game. I don't like picking against Harlan, especially early in the season. So I'm going to go ahead and give the Cyclones an edge. But it's going to be a tough task for them. I believe that.
All right. Matt, who's going to win?
Yeah. definitely. Who is? you know, Harlan did lose quite a bit. A lot of athletes have relied on for the last 3 years, basically. So, you know, those are big shoes to fill, quarterback, running back, receiving crew in there. But, you know, they always seem to kind of, you know, bring things and develop athletes through there. I think one of their downsides this year is probably their depth. They're going to have those guys at the key positions that need to be there. But if something goes wrong or injury or, you know, getting a little tired, need, you know, who's going to fill in there? I think that's going to be an issue for them. They've moved some people around who may have been some other places, some different places, just to make sure that they're solid, especially in their offensive line in there. So their defense, I think, will be to their strength initially out of the gate. But I think they're going to struggle a little bit offensively. Here, it's going to take them a few games to kind of get things figured out. So I think that's going to be their weakness. Lewis Central on the other side, as Asa said, returns a lot on the defense. I'm going to have to go with the Lewis Central Titans.
All right. That's two for Lewis Central, one for Harlan. Harlan comes in those BC Moore Power rankings, ranked number one in Class 3A. Lewis Central ranked number two in Class 4A. Can I borrow your coin? Yeah, I think it's all been said already. No Aiden Hall, a new quarterback. The only loss last year to Lewis Central. Lewis Central is going to have the new quarterback. There's no Humpel this year either. Yeah, their leading rusher from last year. They do have their top wide receiver back, though. But, defense is a big deal. But last year, I know they came back and made that big rally late and won the ball game. But typically Harlan wins these games. I'm going to go with Cyclones.
Okay.
So we'll split this one up as well. You bet. 2-2. All right, one last game to pick here on our list this week, and that's our broadcast game coming up here in just a little bit. Asa Lucas and Chris Parks will have all of that action coming up for you from the other side of the state over in Osceola. Get a good rest on the ride home. Clark hosting Atlantic tonight. That's a 2A, 3A battle here tonight. And let's see, who goes first? Chris Parks goes first.
Yeah, this is a good one to start off the season. A couple teams that went 5-4 last year. You've got some new faces plugging in here for Atlantic kind of figuring out what's going to work for them. They're kind of learning through some growing pains, but you've got some solid guys to lean on. Colton Rasmussen, obviously a very talented player on the outside. Colton Becker, a very strong guy on the defensive line for them that's been a stalwart for 3 years. And then they've got, you know, some guys that have some experience in the secondary and some of those speed positions. I think that's going to be their strength. They'll have to rely on that. Clark does bring back some experience, too. Jack Cooley at quarterback, their top running back, Drake Moore, is back. So they'll have some things to lean on. But their schedule wasn't very tough last year. I mean, you look at the wins, there's a lot of teams that were you know, kind of struggling that they played against. Not necessarily, I guess, maybe a huge strength for Atlantic either, the way that it turned out. But I think Atlantic is going to use that speed, find a way to get those guys in space and get an opening win here for Mr. Brummer. So I'm going to go with the Trojans.
All right. One for Atlantic. Matt Mullinex, what do you have?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Trojans on this one as well here right out of the gate. One big plus, I think, will be the depth Atlantic will have over Clark. Clark's only going to have about 25, 28 varsity athletes in there. So I think as the game goes on, Atlantic will be able to wear them down. Atlantic can stop their run game and force them maybe to throw the ball a little bit more. I think that's going to be a big plus. One of the things we'll be interested to see is just how dominant can Atlantic be as far as running the ball and get that ball control. So I think that'll be something. If they can have ball control and establish some ground game in there, I think Atlantic will definitely come out on top. So we'll go with the Trojans.
Okay, that's two for Atlantic. You look at Clark, and on the surface, they got their quarterback back. Their top two wide receivers are coming back. Two of their top three running backs are coming back. But Chris kind of summed that up, too. That's all great and fine and dandy, but the schedule was pretty unimpressive last year. They're a 2A team playing up, and I like Atlantic's athletic ability, too. I think Hedrington and Rasmussen, I don't think I'm going way out on a limb there, throwing those two names out right away, saying these guys have to play really well and step up. Colton Rasmussen, week to week, is going to be one of the better athletes on the football field on either side of the ball. They just need to be big. And Atlantic also is undefeated all time against Clark. They're 2-0. Beat them in 08 and beat them in 09. So, and I'm talking 2008 and 2000, not 19, not back in the leather helmet days. So, yeah, I just think, you know, 2-0, you're on a roll. Start the season well and see where things go from there. I'm going to take the Trojans. Asa?
That's some impressive research, Jim. I'm impressed with you. Good job on that one.
Worked hard at that.
Good factoid for us. When you play up in any sort of, whether it's 8-man to A, 1A to 2A, whatever classification, it does make a difference. And we did talk about roster size. I believe that plays a big part of it. And I also like the positive practices that Atlantic has had since their scrimmage against Carroll. We have some inside sources on that that'll come up later on in the show when we talk to Coach Brummer. But it seems like Atlantic is really focused now. It was not a disappointing scrimmage, but it was a tough scrimmage. You learned from it. You took some positives. You took some negatives, and you've worked on it. And now you're really focused in on this road trip to start things off. So I like Atlantic winning that one.
Very good. All across the board, a sweep there. Atlantic is the pick for all four of us. Well, very good. Some good ball games on the list this week. And all right, quick show of hands. Who's excited that football's back?
Oh, absolutely.
Can I put two hands up?
All the hands go up. We knew that was coming. Yeah, it's a great time of the year when the weather's still good, but we get to go out and enjoy some good high school football. Hope they got some good practices in. Everyone's healthy through this heat wave that we've had lately, and now we get down to some real good Friday night football action. So looking forward to it. Again, our ball game coming up here in just a little bit. Extended pregame tonight because the kickoff isn't until 7:30. It'll be Asa Lucas, Chris Parks on the call for you tonight, bringing you Clark. Hosting Atlantic. That's coming up here in just a little bit. Again, I want to thank the folks at Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway here in Atlantic for bringing you another season of four knuckleheads sitting around here trying to decide whether or not we know anything about high school football. We call it Who's Gonna Win. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Stay tuned. We've got high school football coming up for you next.